The annual St Patrick's Day parades around the world are great showcases of Irish artistic and cultural flair and diversity, and none should be more so than the parade that happens in New York City. It's the largest St Patrick's Day parade in the world, and this year it celebrated its 250th anniversary. However, I was somewhat taken aback to read in an online article this morning that the organisers of the event decided not to allow members of the gay community to participate in the parade openly or in their own right because, and I quote, it would be contrary to the Catholic ethos of the event. Now, what's going on here? I think there are two things. The first is the sort of nostalgia that sets in when people emigrate and in this case look back through green-tinted spectacles at the Ireland they left, and somehow it got frozen in time and place. And ultimately that nostalgia led to the decision that it is incompatible to be gay and to be Irish. Well, Ireland has changed and Ireland is now a very different place. Yesterday afternoon my family attended the St Patrick's Day parade in Mullingar in County Westmeath in rural Ireland, and there proudly marching under their own banner was the Mullingar gay community. How very different to the so-called multicultural, cosmopolitan and culturally diverse city of New York, the city that never sleeps. The second thing I think that's going on here is this natural inclination to stereotype, to segregate and to stigmatize various strands that make up the fabric of our society. It says something about our society that those who are gay or lesbian need to have places to meet by themselves, gay bars, gay venues and so forth. It says to me that our society is uncomfortable, and it's uncomfortable with diversity, it's uncomfortable with difference. I long for a day when my friends who are gay or lesbian can feel fully at home and truly themselves in every pub, in every venue and at every level in our society. O God, save us from the bigotry that keeps others at arm's length, and may we rejoice in the diversity of all your human family.